Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
25 dates at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood, starting on the 27th. It's only 12 days right now. Oh, my God. Taking a break from full-on rehearsal mode, as it says here. Hi, Gwen Stefani.
Hey,
guys. Oh, my God. There you go. I was so worried that I had screwed this up. And here's what's funny. I don't know if you just heard while you were on hold. Somebody pulled up in a limo right as we were going to you. And I thought, how brilliant is this that you're going to be on your phone and come walking into the studio?
That would have been cool, but I actually don't have a limo, but
oh, they have limos.
Planet Hollywood would give you
one.
They've got cars.
You're not getting an Uber X and hopping into somebody's Nissan Sentra, Gwen.
I actually drove a Nissan Sentra up to, you know, LA for like 5 years crammed in with no doubt, so I know what that feels like.
I am certain of that. What was your first as a kid? You know, Spence and I were just talking about this off the air. As a kid growing up in Orange County, what was your first Vegas experience?
Gosh, you know, I think honestly, we never really went when we were kids. I remember going to Circus like one time, and then after that, it was just no doubt going to play up there, and it was pretty exciting and pretty different from what it is now. I mean, back then, it was really just all about getting, like, really, like, $1.99 all-you-can-serve buffet. Like, that was the big, exciting thing for me.
Right.
And then it was just so foreign, you know what I mean, the idea of, because I was, like, I lived at home until I was 26. Like, I was really sheltered, very, like, had a real simple, like, kind of family and protected, you know what I mean? So to go to Vegas with all my, like, my band, all guys, and, like, everybody's drinking and gambling and, like, Adrienne would basically go through all of her, we get these per diems like once a week, you know, to have money on tour to eat. And he would just blow through the whole thing because it would always be the first stop, you know, on the tour.
Right.
But a lot of, so much fun, like just so much fun, very exciting. And they had a really cool scene out there, a music scene. So, but this is going to be a completely different experience.
Right.
I won't be blowing through my per diems.
No. Are you really nervous about this?
You know what? When I first started talking about it, I've been talking about doing it for a while, like flirting with the idea of it for a couple years, you know what I mean? And then when it was like, you know what, if I'm going to do it, it's got to be now. And then when I was starting to, like, discuss it, like, I was like, everyone's like, oh, I got my tickets. And I literally didn't even know what the show was. Like, it was in my head, I guess. But, like, now I'm in rehearsals. I'm starting to get pretty excited. I know I'm going to be terrified, like, when I get there, because it's going to be, it's the show, the first time I put a show on like this is going to be, it's the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I'll be scared, but I'm also starting to get more confident, because I know what it is, and it's pretty rad. Like, it's actually, I'm really proud of it. Like, I'm blown away that they're letting me do it. Like, it's such an honor, you know, and I feel like I couldn't have done it until now. Like, this is it. Like, I had to go through all that life experience, write all the music, you know what I mean, and then now I can put a show on like this. So it's pretty rad. I could never have thought in a million years in Orange County that one day I would have my own Vegas residency. It's literally, it feels like a joke, but I'm
not to us. And this room is so good. 25 dates at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino starts 12 days from now on the 27th.
Oh my God.
And, I know, right? 12 days from now. Oh my God. But that room is just big enough to be big enough, but it's just small enough to be homey.
It is, and it's so different from, it's tiny for me. Like,
yep.
What I'm used to doing with, like, the sheds and the arenas and stuff like that, this is really, like, I mean, there's not even, you don't even have to have, like, cameras on you in the room. Like, it's a theater, you know what I mean? So it really goes back to where we started, and there's going to be an intimacy about it that's going to be really refreshing for me and fun, because that's my whole thing. Like, I love being on stage. I always forget that I love it, and I always forget that that's what I've done my whole life, because I go into mom world and, like, you know, designing or, what you know, The Voice or all these different things, and I won't be on stage for a long time. And even just getting up there to do the sound check, I mean, all of a sudden it, like, comes out of me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I actually love
it. Yeah, this
is what I do.
And I actually like a lot of attention. I like, and I like to command, and I like to slap people around. So here we go, you know. I do like it. So yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be magical, and I think that it's everything that I love. Like, it's the costumes, like, literally after I get off the phone with you, I'm starting to do my fitting. Versace did a whole outfit for me. It's ridiculous. I saw a picture of it yesterday. Jeremy Scott with Moschino did an outfit. It's craziness, like, to think that, like, I get to wear these things. Like, for me, it's like the reward of all the hard work of my whole life, because I'm like literally a living Barbie, in the sense that I love to get dressed up so much. So it's going to be really fun, and it's just coming together really well.
We're so excited that you're so excited, Gwen.
I am so excited, and you're talking to me at the right moment, because this week has been crazy. We're in, like, 12-hour day rehearsals, and my dancers that we got are so adorable. They're just, like, they're literally, like, they're working so hard, and everybody, it's fun to have, like, a new group of people, but at this point in my life, like, after all I've been through and doing this, and they're bringing to life songs that never, ever were really danced to, like some of the No Doubt songs, you know what I mean? So for me, that's just, like, it's, like, breathtaking to watch them, because they're so talented. And to see the songs and dressed up in a new way is just it's really cool. Because the songs they're my life. And the people that have, like, supported me through all these years have really healed me, you know what I mean, in so many ways. Because a lot of my music is about, unfortunately, about heartbreak and things like that. So it's like, and then now, like, in this phase of my life where I'm, like, completely in love and, like, having such an amazing journey right now, it's just it's fun to do those songs as well. So it's just, it kind of tells the story of my life, I think, the show. And I think it's just going to be one of those kind of therapeutic moments where I'm going to look back at this and go, wow, like, I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe I got to do that.
I'm just, I love that you're so stoked. Gwen Stefani, she's one of ours now. What do they call that? Residency starts. Yeah. I'm engrossed in what you're saying and not even thinking about that I've got a job to do right now.
Yeah.
So Gwen is on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Did you go scout anybody out? Like, any of the headliners, like Celine?
I did,
J-Lo?
Yeah, of course. This is a big deal. I am competing with Vegas right now. I'm competing with not only the other shows, but Vegas, like the night, like the bachelor party, you know what I mean? Like, I got to, like, put on a show that's going to be, you know, like, make people just go, I want to go do that right now. I don't want to go gamble. I want to go see Gwen Stefani and dance. And, like, so it's a really tall order. And so I did. I went out and I saw Jennifer, which was amazing. She's, Jennifer for me is, it's funny, like, I always love to tell a story because it's kind of, I just can't believe it happened to me, but I got to work with Prince, like, a long time ago, and he flew me to Minneapolis. He's one of my biggest idols. I mean, he's obviously a genius, and he, I remember we got in his limo, okay, he has a limo, just so you know,
yeah.
And he was like, because Jennifer's song, Waiting for Tonight, remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sure.
How'd it go again?
Which one was it?
I didn't hear that.
It just came out, like, it was out, and, like, No Doubt was out, and it was like, he's like, now you know Jennifer, like, he kind of was trying to tell me that she was, like, my competition or something. He speaks in tongues, like, I don't really understand what he was saying exactly, because he's Prince, but
yeah.
I kept thinking, like, she's, like, not in my lane. Like, she's Jennifer Lopez from The Block. Like, I'm me from Anaheim. Like, what? Like, so it's interesting to be able to go see her show in Vegas, and we've been friends through the years, and we had our babies around the same time. And she's been always super generous, and she's such a beauty, and we're the same age. So it's like, I parallel myself with her because of what Prince says, and, like, it's just fun to watch each other's careers. And she was extraordinary because I've never seen her live, and I just couldn't believe how hard she works. I mean, the costume changes and just the physical part of it, the dancing and just how beautiful she is. And it was really super entertaining. And I got to see Backstreet Boys, which is someone I never, ever, ever in my life thought I would see, which was really, really incredibly inspiring to hear how many hits those guys have and to think how huge. And then watch the audience. I mean, these girls were women, by the way, like all different ages were crying, like in tears to these songs. Like it was like their childhood, you know, dream come back to life. So it was pretty, it was very nostalgic and interesting. And I love Vegas. I mean, in the sense that what it's become, it's so glamorous and you can feel that old Vegas when you're there. You walk through the casino and you're like, okay, there is sin all around me right now. I gotta protect myself.
That's all you Orange County people, though.
I swear to you, I just got goosebumps when I said that. I'm like, I'm wearing my cross when I'm walking around. It just feels like that. You could still feel that gangster, like old Vegas thing. There's just no place like it, you know.
But can I tell you, while you were talking about Jennifer and while you were talking about Backstreet Boys and all this other stuff, it could have been us talking about you. Yeah. And this goes back to when you were running around in a van. We spent time standing in a parking lot in Salt Lake City. And I went,
I love you guys.
And I went, this girl is amazing. And then that Pepsi show at Caesar's Palace years ago was life changing for me. And now you get to come here and we get to have you in Las Vegas for a residency. I can't think of anything better.
You're so kind. Thank you.
It's the God's honest truth.
And
just listening to how stoked you are puts a lump in my throat right now, and we can't wait.
Well, you know what? It's been a crazy journey. I've been so blessed in so many ways. And then, you know, like everybody, we all have our hard times, and I literally can't believe I get to do this. It's going to be incredible. So I hope to see you guys out there. I hope to see everyone that's listening. Like, I can't wait to see you. I will actually see you if you come, because that's how small it is.
Yes.
I will see every single person in the audience. And that's it. Like, those are the people, like, whoever comes, like, it makes it real for me. It makes this crazy, unbelievable, extraordinary life that I've been living, you know, through music real, to be able to see them. So I can't wait. And thank you so much. And blah, blah, blah.
This won't be the last
one to say.
No, we'll do this again. I have a feeling, because I sense after the 25 dates are up, they're going to go, please, Gwen, do 50 more.
Here's more money.
Honestly, I feel like
they back up the truck.
They asked me to add already, but I'm like, I need to do it. Like, I think all the other moms could understand. Imagine, like, doing this with three boys in the summertime right now, and I'm in rehearsals, and I'm like, okay, like, I just had a meltdown because they have to go to the movies besides fitting. And they're like, we just want to be home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's summer, it's day two. Like, and I'm like, you're going to the movies, to like a great movie to eat candy. They're like, ah! So it's gonna be a challenge. But that's why I want to see what it's like before I keep adding dates. You know what I mean? But when I see the set and I'm like in rehearsals, I'm like, oh my god, like this is so good. Like, of course I'm gonna probably end up adding dates.
Well, I can imagine.
I don't know. I don't know yet. I want to see what it feels like.
Maybe work in a deal where your less successful boyfriend can also have a residency at the same time.
That's so great.
And he would do it the way where there's no work. He would just pull a guitar out and like no percussion.
Yeah. No, that's what Garth
was freaking stool.
When Garth was here, he had that residency. That's all it was.
It was a
hoodie with an acoustic, and that was
He doesn't need anything else, honestly. And for me, I'm like, oh my god, I get to have like glitter and like get on my dress. Any excuse to spend some money.
I'm shocked they're not yelling at us by now, because they told us we only had 7 minutes with you.
I know. So. I have like 100 other phone numbers.
Okay, go. No, go. We'll do this again.
I literally am sitting here and someone came in and put like 3 pages down. I'm like, what are these?
Okay. So we'll come and see you. If you can, you come and see us. And it all starts in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all your
support.
You're the best.
We love you so much. We'll see you.
You're awesome.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye, Gwen. So all of a sudden, it turns out where it's like, okay, now it goes to the friend side of it. We're like, okay, we all have a job to do. Get off the phone. Because she's so stoked.
She kept going.
I have never been so excited for a residency before, but this is absolutely amazing.
She's the real deal.
Yep.
She's the real deal. And this is going to, I'm telling you, it's going to be something.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani with Chet Buchanan Show. That's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.